Today's reading begins in Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. Matthew 13, verse 24. He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servants said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He put another parable before them, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches.' He told them another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour till it was all leavened.' All these things Jesus said to the crowds in parables. Indeed, he said nothing to them without a parable. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, 'I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter what has been hidden since the foundation of the world.' Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field.' He answered, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed is the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.' 'Have you understood all these things?' They said to him, 'Yes.' And he said to them, 'Therefore every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old.' And when Jesus had finished these parables, he went away from there, and coming to his hometown, he taught them in their synagogues, so that they were astonished and said, 'Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things?' And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, 'A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and in his own household.' And he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. At that time Herod the Tetrarch heard about the fame of Jesus, and he said to his servants, 'This is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him.' For Herod had seized John and bound him and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because John had been saying to him, 'It is not lawful for you to have her.' And though he wanted to put him to death, he feared the people, because they held him to be a prophet. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced before the company and pleased Herod, so that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. Prompted by her mother, she said, 'Give me the head of John the Baptist here on a platter.' And the king was sorry, but because of his oaths and his guests, he commanded it to be given. He sent and had John beheaded in the prison, and his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came and took the body and buried it, and they went and told Jesus." So we started out with the parable of the weeds, and he explains the meaning of this later in our reading. So let's start with his explanation. The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, the field is the world, the good seed is the sons of the kingdom, the weeds are the sons of the evil one. This is not new. Jesus tells a few times about the separation that is going to come when the day of judgment is here. And so he's merely talking about the fact that there are going to be those that are faithful and welcomed into the presence of God, and there are those that will be turned away and sent into the fire because they are not faithful, they have not been obedient, they are not of the Son of God. And he says in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, and the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. That glorious existence that we will have when we are in heaven in the presence of God himself. In verse 31, we had two very short parables that describe the growth of the kingdom. One being the mustard seed that is a very, very small seed, yet it could grow and become a tree and a place for the birds of the air. So starting very small and growing large. The other is the kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman takes and hides in 3 measures of flour until all was leavened. It spread until it had leavened the entire lump. So the gospel was going to grow. The gospel, the kingdom itself, was going to spread over all of the known world by the time the apostles have finished their mission. We also get parables regarding the value of the kingdom. So first, it's like the treasure hidden in the field, that a man discovers it, leaves it there, covers it back up, and he goes and gives up everything that he has in order to acquire it. This is one who would see the value of the good news of Jesus Christ, and they are willing to pay any price to be a child of God, even if it's very costly to them. Likewise, with the pearl of great value, finds this one pearl of great value and gives up everything that he has so that he can possess that pearl of great value. Then finally, the parable of the net, which is another parable talking about the separation. It is this net thrown into the sea. It gathers all sorts of fish. They go to sort it. They sort the good into the containers. They throw away the bad. And he states directly, so it will be at the end of the age, the angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place, again, he states, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So that completes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.